So my daughter comes home. She's little. She has disappointment all over her face. I said, how did your grammar competition go? She said, I lost.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Last night, a book fell on my head. I only had my shelf to blame. Okay, bad pun. Would you like another? I've been reading this book about anti-gravity. I can't put it down. My dog started eating my book, so I took the words right out of his mouth. Oh, man. Well, the truth is, our house is crawling with books. You'd expect that from an author, I suppose. I've tripped over them, stubbed toes on them, bumped my head on them. There are books on counters and nightstands, books on tables and windowsills. Open any drawer, you'll likely find one. Sit on a chair, you'll likely sit on one. Among them is the best-selling book in history, with an estimated 5 billion copies sold and distributed, and I think you know what it is, the Bible, of course. We have translations of it, paraphrases, and I'm ashamed to say I sometimes take it for granted. It isn't the case for so many. Millions don't have access to the Bible in their own tongue. In some countries, it's dangerous, even illegal, to own a Bible. Until the crash of the Iron Curtain, the Soviet Union banned all religious literature, and many brave men and women risked their lives to smuggle Bibles into Soviet countries. One of these remarkable souls is the Russian-born Canadian, an alumnus of Prairie Bible College, where I attended. His name is Bill Kapitanyuk, and I heard his fascinating stories when I was a kid. Bill spearheaded the printing of Bibles and other Christian books and found sneaky ways to get them into Poland and other communist countries. Miracle after miracle took place. Then, when the Soviet Union dissolved, Bill immediately packed his bags with Bibles and booked a flight to Moscow, where he handed out Bibles like hotcakes. The Russians were starving for God's word. While visiting a church in Ukraine, Bill saw a stranger step through the door. When asked where he had come from, the man said, Siberia, several thousand miles away. I traveled first by foot, then by boat, then by bus, then by train, and finally by taxi. I arrived at your church. But why? What brought you here? I am looking for a Bible, he said. Someone told me that in Ukraine I could find one. Bill knew immediately that Bibles needed to be printed in the former Soviet Union. His church supported this, of course, and in the city of Lutsk, Ukraine, Bill was offered a vacant building. But he didn't have the money to start an operation of this size. Then he remembered what Hudson Taylor said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And so he prayed. Before long, Bill received a letter. As he read the handwritten note, his jaw dropped. Dear Mr. Kapitanyuk, it said, last night God spoke to me and told me that I have to give you $1 million. Oh, wow, I could write that note, but couldn't deliver the money. This man could. Bill's heart was pounding as he grabbed the phone and called the sender, Mr. Andre. Thanking him profusely, he asked if he could use the money to set up a printing plant in Ukraine. Yes, came the answer. And so Bill went to work. He visited a second-hand printing equipment store in Holland and explained the situation to the store owner, Mr. Molland of Holland, who tallied up the cost of all the equipment needed. $1,030,000, said Mr. Molland. But if you buy everything from us, we will clean, renovate, and paint what is necessary. We will deliver and install the machines and train the workers for one whole week, all for $1 million, the exact amount of Mr. Andre's gift. And so marked the beginning of the first printing press run by Christians in the former Soviet Union, a most amazing chapter. I can't wait to tell you the rest of Bill's story on an upcoming Laugh Again. Until then, may we not take for granted what God has given us. Let's open His Word today.
In a world of false preachers, misinformation, and fake news, who can we really trust? Dr. John Neufeld, Bible teacher for Back to the Bible Canada, presents a powerful new book, Who Speaks for God? Get your copy this month for a feature price of just $7 by visiting laughagain.ca or calling 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.